Hi, this is Wade with Up the Bird Fly, a podcast about living freely in a world given back to us. Checking in for a couple reasons. First, I wanted to show my partners in this podcast, Ben and Peter, that I was able to figure out the technology. Unfortunately, I have to be honest on that and let you know that this is now my third take. The second take I thought I nailed, but then I realized I had not turned the microphone on. So I don't think I have any bragging rights when it comes to technology yet. I also wanted to check in, though, because I have a lot of papers and exams to be grading as the semester is coming to an end this week at the college, and I'm just looking for anything to do besides what I should be doing. But finally, I wanted to check in to take an opportunity to thank all of our listeners for all of their support and to let you know a little bit where we hope to be going with the podcast. As far as background with the podcast, if you've been listening, you have some of that now. The podcast started largely with Ben and I kind of sounding ideas off each other, oftentimes messaging late at night because we're night owls, and talking about maybe having a conversation, a broader conversation with people about some things that we didn't really know if anyone was out there doing, at least maybe not in the circles we're used to or the people that we listen to. And so we kind of were excited about the idea of getting together and talking about theology and philosophy and history and stuff like that that interests us, but also broader things too, as we might think about how as Christians, but just as human beings too, we have a variety of gifts around us to enjoy and to examine and to learn more about ourselves as we do so, maybe even through some fields and disciplines that we might not expect to provide an opportunity for us to do so. The podcast ranges in what we'll be discussing, as you know, from sports to politics to culture, philosophy, and history. But we're hoping to kind of vary things to keep us from getting too bogged down in one topic. We did start off with a fair amount of philosophy and theology, but as we wanted to set the framework for what we'd be doing. And so the first few episodes, you got a steady dosage of Kierkegaard and Heidegger and Nietzsche from us. Perhaps that won't always be the case, but we'll be honest, there will be episodes where we will delve back into that. But we've also tried to reach out now with some episodes, exciting episodes, we think, on math and physics, hopefully some upcoming episodes on politics and religion, or maybe politics as religion, Lutheranism in America in its early days, where we'll look not only at religious things, but ethnic considerations as well, as people came from Europe and decided what it was to be a Lutheran, but also to be an American Lutheran. We hope to get a little bit into disease with some of our friends over in the science department at the college who work with that, maybe teasing out an episode on the guys get disease, how we might all die, something along those lines. But we're also hoping to branch out into areas that may not be all that serious some weeks, maybe allowing the kids to take over a podcast or two where we ask them questions to get them talking. But we've really enjoyed having them in studio, and I know they've really enjoyed being in the studio, and they've really appreciated the kind words that people have shared with them in person or online. They might not admit that they think that what their old men are doing is cool, but I think deep down, maybe they just might. As the podcast started out, as I mentioned, Ben and I kind of sounding things off, and then Peter entering into the conversation and thankfully being willing to serve as my co-host and I think probably the best voice on the podcast. One of the things that we wanted to do was to ground the podcast in a Christian thought or idea or reality and then extrapolate out from there. So as you might have noticed from the first episode or from the website, the name Let the Bird Fly is a reference to a hymn written by Luther and Justice Jonas talking about how we've, as like birds, have escaped our snares or our cages, we've been set free. And then a passage by a theologian, Gerhard Fierdy. People tend to love him or hate him, but I think, as with anything, we can read him well and grow in our appreciation of some things and get sharper in our own theology as iron sharpens iron. And one of the wonderful passages Fierdy has, he talks about what do we do now that all has been done for us by God in Christ, now that we have his promises which come to us in preaching. And he says all we can do is just let the bird fly. That is, let the spirits do its work as sinners are forgiven, but also let the bird fly as we, through our vocation, see a world that's been given back to us as gift. As the semester came to an end here, this last week in class, we read some Dostoevsky in Ethics, but then closed out with Ecclesiastes. And I love the book of Ecclesiastes because Solomon does some stuff there that I think is a thousand years or 2,000 years ahead of its time, things that philosophers will develop later. But especially he looks at all the places that we look for fulfillment in this world. And now some things have changed. We have iPhones and heated seats and refrigerators, but not much has changed, and people haven't changed all that much. And so Solomon looks at how we actually miss out on God's gifts when we look to his gifts to give them what only the true giver, God himself, can give, namely fulfillment and happiness. And isn't that a big question of philosophy? Where do we find fulfillment and happiness in the good life? And so, for instance, we might think of a fine wine. I'm not much of a wine drinker, so maybe a fine beer, a nice cold PBR. If we enjoy that as the gift that it is, and some of you may dispute if PBR is a gift, but if we we enjoy it as the gift that it is, we're not looking to it for fulfillment or happiness. Rather, we're able to appreciate it, as C.S. Lewis talks about in The Four Loves. It's a pleasure of appreciation. It's something that I can enjoy for what it is and as a gift. But if I start to look to that drink for what it cannot give, it now becomes for me a need, a necessity, an addiction, and as Lewis talks about, we lose our taste buds, and that's what we can do in life. We can lose our taste buds for life, our ability to appreciate it, when we start to look to the various aspects of life to give us what they can't by nature give, and when we fail to see the hand behind them, and to recognize what the giver would have us do with them, which is to enjoy them for what they are. And we can do this with things, but we can also do this with people, whether it be parents with their children or children with their parents or spouses with each other. If we look to our spouse for ultimate happiness or fulfillment, we're asking of them something that's totally unfair and that they can never truly provide. We're making a god of them, or we're making gods of ourselves for them to serve us. Rather, we're set free to enjoy our marriage or our family or our friendships when we see each other as gifts for who we are, warts and all. In fact, sometimes we can even come to love those warts. I can think of couples I ministered in the parish to, shut-ins, and maybe I'd visit, and she would complain, the wife, about the husband, that he always leaves his socks out. But then the Lord calls him home, and I visit, and for the next year, every time I go, she says, I miss his socks. She had grown to love even his faults. She appreciated him as gift in such moments. And so we hope, as we focus in the podcast on the various gifts that God has given us, and do so grounded in the doctrine of justification, that is, that God himself, Christ himself, has come into the world, has taken on our flesh, has set his love and his love for the Father and his love for us and the Father's love for us on full display through his death and resurrection. As we operate on the basis of that being what gives and defines and grounds our life, that we can grow to enjoy, appreciate, marvel at the various fields and disciplines and vocations, all these gifts that God gives to us, as he gives the world back to us, no longer as paradise. Paradise awaits us on the other side of a casket, but still as his creation, fallen as it is, but full of gifts for forgiven sinners to enjoy, and the peace of Christ, knowing that the fulfillment and the happiness that human beings by nature seek is their own through the preached word and through the sacraments, where Christ comes to us still today. Not everyone might share our theological convictions. Not everyone might agree with us philosophically. Maybe not everyone is a Heidegger fan like Peter, or as into Kierkegaard as the two of us can be sometimes. But hopefully all of us can at least grow in our appreciation for life as a gift, and for all that life entails, more than we can ever come to know in a lifetime of study. And that we can grow through conversation with each other, not always serious, sometimes joking about a designated hitter or a pitcher's batting, which you may be sick of hearing about, or Allie talking about eating babies, or the kids joking about Nicholas being a bully or his bad math, whatever the case might be, that we can come together and enjoy one of the greatest gifts outside of Christ himself, which is good conversation, living this life together, being on the path to heaven together, living a life under the cross and in the joy of Easter each day as gift. And so we just want to thank you for all the support that you've given us. The podcast has already grown much more quickly than we expected it would. We're redoubling our effort with some new equipment and also with just sitting down and brainstorming ideas for episodes and free-for-alls and ideas to be discussed, possible guests, things of that nature. We are really committed to making this the best conversation possible, and we are so thankful to have you along. And if you've been digging the conversation so far, we would really appreciate it. This is the best way you can help us out. If you would rate or review us on iTunes or wherever you catch your podcast, like the Facebook page, share the episodes that you really dig and enjoy, and just generally let your friends know there's a cool conversation going on, if you think it's a cool conversation, and invite them to join us. Keep emailing, keep messaging, keep posting on Facebook your episode ideas, your guest ideas, your free-for-all ideas. Let us know what you think about the conversation. Did you agree with us or didn't you? Was there something you appreciated more or less? We love hearing from you, and it really helps us enjoy what we're doing more, but also improve what we're doing as well. And so we just, from the bottom of our hearts, I'm sure I speak for Ben and Peter, want to thank you for all you have done. We are just astounded at what has happened with the podcast so far. We're really excited to see where it might go, especially with some of the guests and the topics we have in the hopper that we hope to get out, Lord willing, as we're able to get people in studio or on Skype. So whatever you're doing, I hope I didn't interrupt you for too long today. I know I should get back to grading, but I pray together we can all continue to let the bird fly.
Every evening when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to cry. I don't care what the people are thinking.